Hey, y'all. In the past two episodes, we've been discussing how Jesus' first disciples practiced their faith and how this applies to us as Christians in terms of our commitment and compassion to one another in the body of Christ, and how this translates to our actions in engaging with the non-believing world. Today, we're going to highlight the third and final point in this short series called Consistency and the Fellowship of Believers, because the first disciples absolutely demonstrated consistency to one another and those that they engaged with. The definition of consistency is conformity in the application of something over the achievement of a level of performance that does not vary greatly in quality over time. There are many passages of Scripture that use synonymous words to emphasize consistency, like steadfastness, being immovable, being constant, having patience, persevering, stand, and having done all to stand, etc. And one point that I want to make, which is a common thread throughout the entire Bible, is this: consistency will always lead to blessing. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 8 says, to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Have a consistent heart. The Bible also says from 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, if you are having a consistent walk with Christ. People are always watching us as Christians. The unsaved are observing the fellowship of believers. How do we treat others? How do we respond to life circumstances? Are we consistent in our actions with our words? So what does the non-believing world see in us? Are they observing the light which shines forth from the fellowship of believers who demonstrate God's love through commitment, compassion, and consistency in an attractive and inspiring way, or just the opposite? The Bible says from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. So friend, what needs to change in your life so that you'll live a life so consistent in Christ that you can experience the blessings of God? Say yes to Jesus Christ right now and experience it all. Come to the cross and find what you're looking for.